Turbocharge Your Brand TV. On this episode, we're going to be talking to the star maker, celebrity guru Mitch Carson, on how you suddenly become a super brand. Also, we'll be sharing some more millionaire mind secrets, and on top of that, we'll be analysing the super success of Sir Alex Ferguson, possibly one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's the boss of Manchester United, and he might hate them, in fact many people do, but he's been there for 25 years, he's over 70 years old, and he's still at the top of his game. How does he do it? What is the magic formula? Is it in the beans? Find out on this show, Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Turbocharge Your Brand TV, it's a really cool tip to look at your online game. In fact, this has a big impact on every single part of your business, and it's to do with your business card. Does your business card turn into business instantly? Does it have a reason for people to want to keep it? If not, time to think about it again. Remember, your business card isn't just something that the company gives you. It's something that you can create that might be the only thing that a person has left to remember you, to give you business. And if they can't remember who you are, they will not do it. One of the things I've come across with business cards is many people don't put their face on it. They say, oh, that's not formal enough. Well, how's anybody going to recognize who you are without going to LinkedIn or Googling you? Most people don't have time for that. They've got to get on with business. So put your picture on it unless you're deeply, deeply ugly, in which case don't bother at all. Also, have a call to action. Let me show you this card here. This is one of my business cards, my current one. And as you can see on the front of it, it says, Join the Life Designers Tribe. You see at the top, it looks like a credit card. It says the Bank of Life. And it also says your daily credit is $86,400. Can you see that in your account? Why would it say that? Well, you can see all the rest of the bits. It says here my logo. It's got thought leader, high achiever, industry expert, all the things you want to be known for, and also my website's at the bottom there. Well, imagine when you're talking to somebody, you can turn around and say, right, this is a credit card for the Bank of Life. I'm going to give you $86,400, well, for each second of the day. For each second of the day, that's going to be in your account, but whatever you decide to do with that is up to you. Tomorrow, we're going to wipe your account, but put another $86,400 in. How you choose to use that is up to you. What would you like to buy with your Bank of Life credit card? Of course, the question is going to be, oh, I don't know. I've not thought about it properly. That's why you need to call me. On the back of my card, I have here my social media details. All see there, it's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. I've also got the 10 Rules of Success, something interesting for people to look at. Picture of me looking very clean, and also my other normal contacts, which would be my phone number and email address. So when I talk to people, I give them this card. I start that conversation going. It's always a conversational piece. It's always something that makes people want to keep the card. And in a pile of cards, it's going to stick out. So why put the Life Designers Tribe on it? Because that's a website that I put together with lots of free instructional videos. Check it out, thelifedesignerstribe.com. 5 daily videos and also the opportunity to learn more about yourself. It's a very powerful thing with a free book for you as well. Now, when I talk to people and I offer them that for free, many of them take me up on it, go to the website, and then join my contact list. And then they get access to things like this show and lots of other great goodies that all happen like that. All from one business card. So reinvent yourself. Reinvent your business card. They're so cheap to make. Throw away your old ones. Just take the basic details. And nowadays, your social media details are probably more important than your home address. Get all your details, put them on your card, but think about a call to action. What are people going to do after meeting you? Why should they contact you, and have you made it very easy for them to do something with you? Make sure that there's something gimmicky that is going to make people remember you for your card. It really works. Honestly, I get calls from people years later where they've been talking to somebody who's shown them my card, and suddenly, out of the blue, they want to talk to me and give me work. So reinvent yourself, reinvent your card. That's your cool tip and a great online business tip on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And now on turbocharge your brand TV? It's an opportunity to talk to a star maker, a celebrity guru. Mitch Carson has been a radio star, TV personality, and also a pitch man, which means somebody who goes on and sells to people and converts the audience to buy a product. He knows how to get into people's minds and to convince them that something is really good. He's an expert at infomercials, and that's why he's become a marketing guru, the go-to guy in certain industries, markets, and niches on how you can get your brand that's doing okay and make it a super brand that everyone wants to gravitate towards. How does he do it? How can you turbocharge your brand too? Let's find out. Please welcome Mitch Carson.
First is making that conscious choice, and it has to come from them, and they have to be ready for it. And it's not necessarily, you know, as we had talked about, is it a celebrity or is it an expert or an industry specialist? Something that stands out, are they that red fish in that school of all the same? You want to be different than everyone else in your field. And how do you do that? You've got to maybe swim the opposite direction. If the fish are swimming clockwise, you've got to have the guts and the willingness and the desire to swim backward. Or point yourself and swim the other direction and add some color at the same time to stand out. Also, the biggest issue, if they get past the mindset's got to be covered, number one. Second is understanding where to find the right information. And third, following the path of someone who's already done it before and can guide them ethically, honestly, and affordably and profitably.
So how do you get people to be able to brand themselves as a celebrity or industry expert? What are the tools of the trade that they need to have?
Well, there's some basics that I would look at. One, they have to be able to communicate their message well. They have to speak well and present their points in a way that someone can understand them. And that may take some practice or some coaching. And you know this as a professional yourself. If you spoke poorly, you wouldn't be in the position you're in. And most people know that, and that's scary for some. So it requires some coaching if you don't communicate already real well. And I sought out coaching to communicate my message better from media professionals because I didn't have that background. I was an operations guy and a numbers guy. And I had this desire, so I went and hired a coach. Just like Tiger Woods, who was the best golfer in the world, and maybe he's making his comeback now, had coaches his whole life, still has them today. Michael Jordan, who was the best basketball player in the world, always had coaches. And the best of the best hire coaches. So I understood that concept early on. Hire the best to get me there faster. If they've got a roadmap to get me through, I'm going to follow it because they've been there.
And now it's time to ask Dave. And Chris Sherman has a very good question. Dave, my friend is really depressed. When somebody says, my friend is really depressed, it usually means them. My friend is really depressed. How can I help them create a perfect life and have a perfect day every single day? Well, very simple, Chris. Talk to your friend about this. When you look at your perfect day, what is your perfect day going to have? Get a sheet of A4 paper and a pen and start writing down some things. First of all, if this was your perfect day, when would it be? Put a date on it. Is it now? Is it next week? Is it in 10 years' time? When would you like that perfect day to happen? Also, who would be involved in your life at that time? Which of your friends would be involved in it? Realistically, not the ones that are all negative and whining and backstabbing or whatever it would be, but the ones who should be in your life for your perfect day. You can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. But you can also make a decision on who should help you to create that perfect day. Think about also your romantic life. Think about your career. Think about the money. Think about all the different factors that would come together to make your perfect day. And then I want you to get that bit of paper after you made those notes and start with your perfect morning. And write out a list and go through the whole clock. How would you like to wake up? Would you like to wake up next to somebody or on your own or in a foreign country or in your own country? Where would you like to be? Describe in detail exactly what would be happening on the morning and then what you do mid-morning and then what you do at lunchtime. Do you go to work? Do you stay at home? Are you financially able to not bother about going to work when you don't feel like it, or do you have to go and keep grafting every single day? Well, this is about your perfect day. Write down what you truly have that would make you happy every single day. Where would you go? Who would you meet for lunch? Who would be in your life then? Who would you like to be knocking about with? Maybe it's your mate Jim, or maybe even better, it's Sir Richard Branson, or Madonna, or Lady Gaga, or any of the people featured in this show. Maybe it's me. Write down who it's going to be. Go through your calendar, so what happens after lunch? Your mid-afternoon, then your afternoon, then your dinner time. Where do you go? Do you go home from work early? Do you go to work at all? Do you go to the airport and travel? What would make up your perfect day? Then go to your evening plans. Where do you go? Who are you with? What do you get up to? And then how do you finish off your night? Are you drunk? Are you sober? Are you partying? Are you chilling out? Are you going out for a walk with your dogs, looking out onto a beautiful sky, and it's all quiet on the hillside, and in your chateau, and you're looking down onto a river and a lake and all your, I don't know. Whatever it is, write it down as your perfect day. Why should you do that? Well, very simple. Write it down because if you don't do it and you don't commit it, you're going, I want my day to be better, but I've got no idea what it is I'm actually trying to create. Write it down like a film script. So you're talking about exactly how it is that you as the hero or heroine goes through that day. Now once you've got that, stick it up somewhere and look at it on a constant basis. Maybe you want to even narrate it or put together some pictures like a vision board of all the things that should involve your perfect day. Now why should that have any relevance apart from to make you live in La La Land? Well, this is actually quite a brilliant technique, and you might have discovered it if you've already started using vision boards or read The Secret or any of those other motivational things. The more that you visualize and you have an emotional attachment to something that you're interested in, the more your subconscious mind starts to look for examples of what will make that a reality for you.
What does that mean, Dave?
Well, very simply, you know when you buy a new car or a new dress or new shoes or new anything and suddenly you start seeing them everywhere? It's because your mind is interested in them. When you write down and commit your goals or what you truly want to have and you put visual pictures in as well, your supercomputer starts to look for examples of what will make that a reality for you. A great example of that is when you walk into a bar or a nightclub or a restaurant and the noise is really loud. And you're looking for your friends, and it's so overpowering, you think, I'll never find them. Then you hear your voice being called, you turn around, and you see your friends. Now, you shouldn't have been able to hear your voice over the din of the music, but when your mind is looking for something specifically, it will go through all the clutter to find what's right for you. So the very simple answer to this is, Chris, you have to work on your perfect day. Get a piece of A4 paper, start working your way through exactly what you want from your perfect day, and then you can reverse engineer all that to be reality for you. As you do it, start to make plans about ticking off the boxes. You've got a set plan of what will make you happy every single day. And once you've got it, make it true. If you've got a question about how you can improve your life, or even if you want to add stuff, then make sure you put feedback on the website, share it with your friends, or contact me. And my email address is dave@thelifedesigners.com. You should be able to see it here where my finger's bouncing about. Email me there and ask me anything you want, or let me know if you've got more stuff. If your question gets answered on the show, I will give you for free the jumpandgrowwings.com motivational system just for you to get your mindset perfect and get you superpowered to get what you truly want from your life. I can't do better than that. Well, I can do. I could come and personally coach you. I could do that, actually. Contact me if you're interested in that. Let's see how we can work that out, too. It's Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Right now on Turbocharge Your Brand TV, it's time to look at our celebrity profile, our life designer, and we're looking at one of the greatest coaches or mentors of all time, especially if you're into sport. I'm talking about Sir Alex Ferguson, the big boss of Manchester United in the UK. Now, Manchester United, if you haven't heard of them, are probably the most celebrated football team of all time, between them and Real Madrid, but really, it's between those two. The whole world either loves them or hates them. Part of it is because of a real buzz that was created about them in the 60s by a guy called Samat Busby, who created this all-beating team. But then, it was reinvented by a guy called Sir Alex Ferguson. Wasn't called Sir initially. Alex Ferguson has been there for about 25 years. Now, his first 5 years of being in charge, he didn't actually win anything. He just sort of had the team and did okay and changed a few bits and pieces, and everyone thought he was going to get the boot. But then he stepped up a gear. And for 25 years, Manchester United now have proved themselves to be the ones to watch, the ones to beat. And other managers have come and gone all the time, but Sir Alex Ferguson, who's 70 now, chooses as and when he wants to be in charge. We're going to take a look at Sir Alex Ferguson next, but bear in mind he's made some very powerful decisions, and a lot of people don't like him in a kind of Darth Vader kind of way. He always makes a decision on getting the morale of his team exactly where it needs to be. His team never give up, ever, even if they're losing. I've watched him turn around a 1-0 defeat with 2 minutes to go in the Champions League final to beat their opposition 2-1. They scored 2 goals in 2 minutes because they didn't give up. They also have a level of discipline that most teams would dream of having. Nobody messes with their format or he kicks them out. He also makes sure that he buys the right kind of player to fit in. Sometimes they're all superstars. Sometimes they become superstars because they fit into what the team is trying to do. But when somebody gets to a level of being that superstar and you think they're at the top of their game, he normally gets rid of them. Why would that be? Why would you get rid of somebody who's so valuable to your team? Because it is about the team. Whether you like David Beckham, Cristiano Ronaldo, Eric Cantona, or some of the huge names that have been there at Manchester United over the years, when they left, everyone went, oh, that's it, the team's finished. And then they went on to do even bigger things the year afterwards. He knows his stuff. Let's take a look at Sir Alex Ferguson of Manchester United now on Turbocharger Brand TV.
I don't call him Alex or Sir or Mister or I call him Boss.
Top man, a top manager.
Determination, willpower.
Strong, honest.
Winner.
He's got a strength of character. He is what he is.
In my eyes, he's the best manager of all time.
Great. 5 stars.
Yeah, he was like a father figure to me.
He gave me the freedom I needed on the pitch.
Yeah, I found the perfect manager and perfect club.
Он был мне как отцом, он дал мне свободу. Исключительный менеджер, исключительный наставник.
My experience of dealing with young people, they never, when you give them an opportunity, they never disappoint you. What we feel about the age is this, there's two criteria. One is temperament and two is ability. And if I have these two things, we don't worry about playing the first team because we always know that the fans take to it and give them that encouragement. Danny Welbeck, 17, Makeda, 17 when they made their debuts. We always have to have a nucleus of a first team through the system. We have a model of how we prepare and coach young boys. So that is still a strong, strong part of this club. And it goes, sometimes it goes in cycles. For instance, Cleverley, Matty James, Drinkwater, all really were identified at the same age, years and years ago. And the fact that it happened to be all midfield players is just a coincidence. They, like Scholesy, they have risen really well to get to the level we're saying to ourselves, well, one, we need to get them in contracts. Two, they're going to get their chance soon. You know, because they've got all the attributes to do that. A great example Scholes will set for everyone in this football club through for many years ahead is his humility and how he's dealt with the success. You know, he's never fazed by headlines or scoring a goal. He never changes. It's one of the ridicules I've got to face with because when he appeared here, and he was about that height, and he was standing behind Brian Kidd, and I says, "Where's this young boy, Scholes? You're talking about?" He says, "He's here." And he was standing behind him, he was about that height. At that time when I saw him standing there at 14 years of age and just a tiny toe, I said to myself, he's absolutely no chance in the modern game. But when you've got ability like that, then it proves you can. But the job you have to do is to maintain really the success, that's the important thing. We use these models, we use them because that's what we hope is the driving force for everyone that comes here. That not just one trophy, it's what you end at the end of it, it's what you've got at the end of it. So some people want to retire at 45 years of age, you know, they're maybe in business and they say, well, I've done enough, we can't have that here. You know, you win a European trophy, you don't just hang up your boots, say that's your complete life. You know, it's about driving on, be successful for a complete career. Have you got 5 or 6 championship medals? How many have you got? And put them on the table, please.
That's it for this show. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it was action-packed enough for you. Why do I say action-packed? I don't ever move. Action-packed would be like this. Back again. Anyway, on next week's show, it's going to be even more action-packed. It is. On next week's show, we're going to be talking to Vishen Lakhiani, one of Malaysia's most successful businessmen, who managed to start with one website and turn it into a $10 million a year plus business. So if you're into your websites, this is a guy you have to know about. He's also one of Sir Richard Branson's best friends. We're also going to be looking into how you can use time management to really boost your business. And on top of that, our celebrity profile is going to be on George Clooney. Mr. Hollywood, do you want to know what makes him tick? Do you want to know where he's going to go next? We will share it with you on this show next time. Have a great week. It's Turbocharger Brand TV.